We hear so much about the trials and tribulations of being a referee in our sporting fields, particularly in the GAA these days. So we decided to talk to someone, a young person, who has decided to be a referee, to give up his time and to oversee games, even though he's well aware of the pressures and sometimes the blowback one can get from doing such a difficult and challenging job. Before going on air, I spoke to Killian Hickey, who's from Killarney. He's only 21, but he's been actually refereeing for, can you believe this, 6 years. Killian, who's a student at Mary Immaculate College in Limerick, first told me why he decided to become a ref.
Well, I initially started it back in transition year, I'd say. Essentially, just my club needed a couple of referees for the under-11 goal games, and Vince Cooper locally, who'd be part of my club, was looking for lads to ref in the Garda Blitzes, or whether it be the Mini Sevens, and anything in the GAA. I always looked to be involved in, whether it be playing, being someone who could help out, just doing umpire blitzes, refing, or anything else in the cultural side of GAA, I always look to get involved. So it was kind of just another natural thing for me to do, and I really enjoyed doing it from the start, really, yeah.
And last year you received a bursary from Mary Immaculate College and the Munster GAA, Munster GAA Bursary Award for your work in administration and coaching in the GAA.
That's right, yeah. So I initially just applied. I was made aware of it by one of my lecturers that I was eligible to apply for it, but through the college, the Munster GAA Council. I was also involved in the college just coaching the ladies football team. So it was just another thing that was made aware to me. So I was delighted that to get a bit of recognition for doing a bit of the work that some people don't see through wrestling and other things like that. But yeah, no, that was a great honour.
So you're 21 now. How long have you been a referee?
Just about since TY, so Jesus, is it going on 6 years now nearly, besides the break, obviously, during the lockdowns and stuff, but doesn't feel like it, but I've been doing it now since then, yeah, through under-11 up to under-15 age groups.
Have you found it rewarding?
I have, yeah. Like I said already, I love being involved in the GAA, no matter what the level is or what the role, whether playing or officiating. Obviously you have your tough days, everyone knows referee is probably one of the harder jobs going, but as being someone who's trained to become a primary school teacher, I love just being involved in anything to do with kids. Like it's very rewarding seeing their faces when they're playing sports or whatever. So I try to look at the good more than the bad, seeing as I can be the person that, obviously there's no rest, no game, so being the person that can officiate them and seeing the kids' faces delighted whenever they get a score or win the game or whatever it might be, that's kind of the rewarding part for me.
And does the good outweigh the bad? Because we've heard a lot over the last number of years about the bad and the sort of pushback, to put it mildly, that referees can sometimes have to deal with.
Of course, yeah, there's always going to be a few negatives. And look, to be honest with you, even I'm still an active player myself, and I'd be lying to you if I said I never protested with a ref over a decision, but there's a very fine line in defending your case and having an actual conversation with a referee and then stepping over that line and having verbal abuse or, geez, in some cases nearly been physical abuse taken against referees. But for me, the good does outweigh the bad, because it is a great way to be involved in the GAA if you're not still an active player, even though I am, but it's still a great job to do. But it's more of just a cultural thing, I think, within the GAA that is nearly at a stage of acceptance, even though everyone knows it's wrong, it still goes on constantly. And it just seems to be something that's accepted across the country in the GAA, and it never stems from, I know I just said it's a cultural thing there, but it's never, oh, it's this club's a problem or that club's a problem. It comes down to individuals who paint a bad light on it, really.
So let's go back to what you were saying about a cultural acceptance of bad behaviour, of abusive language or towards referees if people aren't happy with how they've handled a game. the wider cultural acceptance. Are you saying that in some cases, and we don't want to go into specifics, that it's almost seen as, oh, you know, they're just letting off steam. It's all harmless. They're just having a few words. The referee shouldn't take it too seriously. Is that what you mean by a sort of cultural acceptance of situations whereby somebody may be verbally abusive towards a referee? Because obviously no one can countenance physical abuse or threats to anyone. But are you saying that in some quarters there is a sort of overarching cultural acceptance that referees, it's part of the job they do, they're going to get blowback?
I think so, possibly. Like, everyone kind of always makes the comparison to the respect referees receive in rugby, and I myself think that that's an unrealistic standard to hold what the GA should aim to do. Obviously, well, not aim to do, it's never going to get to that level, I think, but it's something that should be aimed to have the respect for the referees to a certain level that what is done in rugby. And I know it's within the rule book. You can't throw abusive lines to the referee or there's repercussions, but it's still happening. And we always hear of the Give Respect, Get Respect program that's been going on for I don't know how many years now. But to be honest with you, besides that one line, I'm not sure what much more people know about it. It does come down to kind of education again of what is acceptable and what isn't, because as long as I've been a playing member or anything, there's never been any talks or anything of the Give Respect, Get Respect program. It's just, you know, it seems to be a bit of a tagline that goes on, so it's kind of just something to brush over the problem, I think, on a wider scale.
Now, earlier this year, there was a court case arising out of an attack on a referee during an underage game in Roscommon. And the person who attacked the referee, he was bound by the court to keep the peace for 2 years. The GA said it wouldn't comment on any individual case, but it said that it had campaigned to foster a culture of respect towards all of those involved in our games, and last year organised an online campaign with the Gaelic Players Association called In Their Boots, aimed at promoting respect for match officials, players and administrators on social media. Of course, social media is a whole other issue we could talk about, Killian. The GA went on to say that it's finalising a referee resilience and mental wellbeing programme, which will be made available to referees at all levels this year. Now, I haven't seen anything further about that. Maybe you have. What's your response to those measures that the GA says that are already there and that are being introduced to ensure that referees are treated with respect, and that any sorts of attacks, whether verbal or physical or online as well, will not be tolerated?
Well, I haven't been made too aware of much of them, but I agree with them. But I have to say, in my own case now, just from certain incidents that have gone on at different times whenever I've been reffing over the years, there's always been people within my own club and even other referees who I would never have met have found a way of getting in contact with me saying, it's not right, hope you're okay, always reach out for a call or whatever if you're struggling. So no matter, like, it's great to see a couple of other initiatives come in, but as there always is within the GA, there's always good people as well that will go off their own back to look out for you as well. I think that's what's mostly important. It's always a camaraderie thing, not just for being a player, but also within the officiating world as well, that you kind of look out for each other. So it's good to see some of these initiatives come in. It's just hoping that they become a bit more prominent and publicly made aware of, so people can actually get access to them or be a bit open to them as well. Yeah.
And finally, do you think you'll stay at being a referee?
I'd love to. Yeah, like, it's obviously a bit more difficult now, balancing life with college and part-time jobs and things like that. But yeah, hopefully now down the line, like, whether I have to take a break for a while just to, you know, concentrate on finishing up my studies, that might be the case. But it'll always be a thing when I have the time outside of my own playing career, I hope, that I can come back to and keep doing eventually on the side, because it's a way to stay involved in the game, whether you move away from home or, you know, get slight injuries that you might be able to fully play football, like in terms of that, but hopefully it'll be something I continue to do down the line, yes.